All right, check it out. We have just obtained a fresh letter written by Melania Trump that starts off, "Dear President Putin." This letter was hand-delivered from Donald Trump to Vladimir Putin during their meeting in Alaska yesterday, which leads me to wonder, how has Trump failed so miserably to end this war or get any substantive ceasefire that his wife is now stepping in? Why is the First Lady of the United States now begging Vladimir Putin for a ceasefire? I mean, honestly, her heart is in the right place. We'll read the message in 1 second. She cares about the children, or so she claims, but Donald Trump's Truth Social posts combined with Melania Trump's letters are not diplomacy. That is not what diplomacy is. This morning when we first heard this letter released, it was an article that read, "Donald Trump hand-delivered a personal letter from First Lady Melania Trump to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, raising the plight of Ukrainian and Russian children caught in the middle of the ongoing war. The contents of the letter were unknown." We know the contents now. I'll read them in just 1 second. But two Trump admin officials told Reuters that it mentioned the abductions of children resulting from the war that broke out after Russia invaded Ukraine. I also want to add, Putin was indicted by the International Criminal Court in 2013 and still faces arrest in 125 countries for his alleged role in the war crime of abducting children and transferring them from occupied areas of Ukraine to the Russian Federation. Over 35,000 children are missing, and the man who was responsible was just welcomed to the United States, had a red carpet rolled out for him while Trump clapped, and U.S. troops got on their knees, got their suits dirty, to allow Putin to have a clean ground to walk on. It is despicable and disgusting, and now we know the contents of the letter. Let me point out, this is going to be controversial, but Melania Trump seems to understand the war more so than Donald Trump. I guess that's not controversial because it's a really low bar to cross. But do you guys remember this clip from June when Donald Trump accidentally admitted that Melania Trump has been rallying for Ukraine behind the scenes?
I go home, I tell the First Lady, and I spoke to Vladimir today. We had a wonderful conversation. She said, "Oh, really? Another city was just hit." So it's like, yeah, look.
Okay, that's true. Every single time Donald Trump gets off the phone with Putin, he hits another city. It is a pattern that anybody with a brain could notice because Putin is intentionally making Trump look silly, foolish, and like an idiot. And it works. When you hop on the phone and say you're about to get a ceasefire slash peace deal, and then right when you hang the phone up, Putin begins to launch more drone strikes, he's taking a shot at Trump. Trump is too dumb to notice, but Melania seems to have noticed even a little bit. Again, I'm not making this up. This article from July, you know, about a week before this Trump clip released, reads, "Russia pounds Kyiv with largest drone attack hours after Trump-Putin call." Putin does this intentionally to make Trump look dumb, the same way that he intentionally came to the United States, manipulated Trump into having this meeting in Alaska, the place that was sold to the United States by Russia, the place that Russian nationalists still say is part of Russia. Putin tricked Trump into having it there without any Ukrainian presence, rolling out the red carpet, giving him food, and there was no concession whatsoever. Beyond this letter being released of Melania Trump, I really want to point out that three guests at the hotel at Anchorage, Alaska, this one's crazy, three guests at the hotel ended up finding a folder that had all of the details of the Trump-Putin meeting. Three guests at Hotel Captain Cook in Anchorage, Alaska, located near Joint Base Emmendorf Richardson, where Putin and Trump convened, found 8 pages that appeared to be produced by State Department officials in one of the hotel's public printers. NPR reporting cited images of the document. I can almost guess what happened. Have you guys ever tried to print something when you click print in like an office, it goes to a different printer? It seems like that happened, but on a national security level. Lord have mercy. This is like a Pete Hegseth level screw up. The first page detailed the sequence of meetings between Russian and U.S. officials on Friday, including the names of rooms inside the Anchorage base, and that Trump planned to give Putin an American bald eagle desk statue. Lord have absolute mercy. This is somebody who is abducting and kidnapping children. This article is about a month old, but it reads, quote, "basically impossible to get them back. Russia's mass abduction of Ukrainian children is a war crime, say experts." Obviously, but once you read it, you learn as many as 35,000 Ukrainian children are still missing and thought to be held in Russia or Russian-occupied territories. And Trump rolled out the red carpet. This brings us on to the letter from Melania Trump. Now, and for my candid thoughts, I read the letter a few times. I think Melania's heart is in the right place, but it's very naive. It's very simplistic. And just like her husband, she fully misunderstands Vladimir Putin's goals, his intentions, his aspirations, and what drives him. You have to know your enemy to beat your enemy. If you don't know what drives your enemy, you don't know how you can get to him. You know, so Putin is not driven by money. Trump has tried to offer him money. He doesn't care about that. He's rich. Putin doesn't really care about fame. He doesn't care about any of that. He cares about expanding the Russian Empire, restoring the former Soviet Empire. And that has been something he's been obsessed with since he was my age, 22 years old. He's always been obsessed with that. So when Melania Trump tries to make this soft appeal to kids, Putin doesn't give a shit about kids. I'm sorry, but you can't write a letter. Melania, you're not going to write a letter and have him stop killing kids. In the same way that Trump isn't going to write a Truth Social post and have him stop killing kids. It's all just so incredibly naive. All right, this letter reads, Melania Trump, First Lady of the United States, August 15th, 2025, which was the date that Trump and Putin met in Alaska. It reads, Dear President Putin, every child shares the same quiet dreams in their heart, whether born randomly into a nation's rustic countryside or a magnificent city center. They dream of love, possibility, and safety from danger. As parents, it is our duty to nurture the next generation's hope. As leaders, the responsibility to sustain our children extends beyond the comforts of a few. Undeniably, we must strive to paint a dignity-filled world for all so that every soul may wake to peace and so that the future itself is perfectly guarded. If this were written to anybody else, I would say it's a very nice, warm letter. But you're writing to Putin. Who do you think you're appealing to? Right after this, Melania Trump wrote a letter to Jeffrey Dahmer talking about how great vegetarianism is, how you should not eat any animal meat, especially not the meat of human beings. Like, what are we doing here? Putin is, this is antithetical to what Putin believes. He does not care about anything as long as it serves the goal of restoring the greater Soviet Empire. This says, a simple yet profound concept, Mr. Putin, as I'm sure you agree. Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer, I'm sure you agree we should all be vegetarians. No, he does not agree. I'm sure you agree is that each generation's descendants begin their lives with a purity, an innocence which stands above geography, government, and ideology. Yet in today's world, some children are forced to carry a quiet laughter, untouched by the darkness around them, a silent defiance against the forces that can potentially claim their future. Mr. Putin, you can single-handedly restore their melodic laughter. In protecting the innocence of these children, you will do more than serve Russia alone. You will serve humanity itself. Such a bold idea transcends all human division, and you, Mr. Putin, are fit to implement this vision with the stroke of a pen today. It is time. Sincerely, Melania Trump. I would bet money that Putin didn't even read this full letter. He probably got to the phrase, you know, love. See, in the first paragraph, it says love, and Putin said, I don't know that word. I genuinely don't know that word. But I'm going to leave it there. Let me know what you all think of this in the comment section below. What's your read on this whole situation? They both seem so incredibly naive. This administration seems naive on how Putin operates, but I'll let you all do your analysis. I love to read the comments, and I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.